Welcome back to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. And today, Ms. Natalie Moser is joining us, and we're going to talk about, what is it today?
Semaglutide.
Semaglutide. So for those of you who have not heard of semaglutide, that is Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro, which are some of the newest Hollywood weight loss. I think there's been a lot of TikTok stars that have lost an enormous amount of weight.
Yeah.
So share with us today about a patient that comes in. What do they ask? What are some of the common questions they ask?
Well, the first thing I hear is, could you tell me more about that shot? They've all heard about this injection, and they want to know how it works, if they're a candidate, what qualifies you as a candidate, and do you have to be, you know, a diabetic, or can you...
Or can you take it without being a diabetic?
Right.
Because we see a lot of people who are insulin resistant, but not necessarily considered diabetic. In other words, their blood sugar might be hyperglycemic sometimes. Their hemoglobin A1C, which kind of basically is our cheat sheet to tell how a patient has been eating over the last couple of months. So it gives us a number. And we're looking for normals of 5.7. And if they're about a 6, well, then they might qualify an insurance perspective. But what happens if they don't? Is there an opportunity for them?
There is. Right now, because semaglutide, which is the active ingredient in Ozempic, is on the FDA short supply list. That gives them some pharmacies the ability to be able to compound it.
Okay. So, and I'm assuming that I always say with compounding, you want to make sure that they're PCCA certified, that they have all of their credentials, because you want a good product if they're having to compound
it. You definitely want to know where it's coming from. It has to be made in a compounding pharmacy that handles sterile compounds, because it is an injectable. It has to be a clean room. And you want it from a reputable, you know, compounding pharmacy that's been in business a while. They know what they're doing.
Awesome.
And, it's a great an opportunity for people that can't get the insurance coverage, because it's pricey.
Yes.
For sure. It's very
pricey. I know
pricey.
The brand is costing between $800 and $1,200,
which
really puts that not for a lot of people not to be able to afford it. But if for those who don't qualify for insurance, then some of the options of being able to go to a compounding pharmacy that does specialize in that is making it more affordable. And I hear that there's ranges between, you know, $60 to $100 an injection, but that it's making a big difference in their lives. So I always share with people, it's an investment in their health.
It is. And, you know, it's a great thing, because it's the first thing on the market that we know works.
Right.
And it works for almost everyone.
And Wegovy is FDA approved for weight loss.
Absolutely.
So that's something that a lot of people aren't aware of, these other medications. And so a patient comes in, what are the first things? Do you draw labs? I know you interview them, you weigh them, and then you're like, I always say, what is your goal weight? Because
of course,
a nice way to say, you know, what do you really want to get to? Let's be not only cautious, but let's be realistic with the weight that we can do. So what are some of the first labs that are ordered?
Well, it's nice within the last 90 days, if they've had at least a baseline, check their hemoglobin A1C, do a CBC and a Chem panel, just to make sure there's nothing else going on that we're not aware of.
So yeah, so like with the CBC, that's for a lot of people who may not know, that's for your hemoglobin and hematocrit. So if you're anemic, you may be really tired, and we want to make sure that we're catching that. And then also, you had mentioned one more thing you just mentioned,
which was
hemoglobin A1C.
Oh, yes, the Chem panel.
And the Chem panel. And the Chem panel would be important, because, you know, people who are diabetic can have low sodium levels. So we want to make sure that we're really balancing their entire health. And what about thyroid? Because thyroid has a big issue as well.
Yes, it does.
With weight loss and weight gain. So,
and those are kind of streamlined questions that I kind of go through with everyone. When was the last time you've had it checked? Because we are getting new patient phone calls, because you know, patients, it's word of mouth. So they hear, here's my doctor's number, call. You know, so we want to make sure that if it's strictly because of just weight loss, and you've tried exercise, you've tried dieting, you've tried
intermittent fasting,
all the things that we would normally do, and you either hit a plateau pretty quickly mm-hmm. or you have some other injury that mm-hmm. makes it difficult for you to exercise, mm-hmm. then this is a good option for people.
That's awesome. So, you know, just to kind of quickly recap what we talked about today is that, you know, these three medications, also compounded semaglutide, are options if you've already exhausted the ability from exercise, nutrition, intermittent fasting. You've tried everything mm-hmm. and nothing's happening. You've had your hormones checked, which is something else that we also mm-hmm. look at, because a low testosterone, a low progesterone can also cause a weight gain. And as I share with women, that if they're starting to gain women are starting to gain weight in their mm-hmm. midriff or their thighs, they are probably not making enough estrogen and they're making estrone. Mm-hmm. And estrone comes from your fat cells, so it just gets bigger trying to make up for it. So we want to stop that hormonal reaction, because as women, when we gain weight, our cortisol level goes up, and guess what? We gain more weight. So we want to turn off that system, and that's what part of what this medication helps to do, is get your system and your metabolics working so that you can burn fat as opposed to making fat. So mm-hmm. for more, please stay tuned for next week, and we'll be talking more mm-hmm. about once more you've lost the weight, what do you do
what
after
do you
that?
Do then?
Have a super blessed day, and any words of wisdom to share?
Give us a call. We're a wealth of information. We're happy to share with you anything you can think of. Make a list. Give us a call. Come in for a consultation, and you'll be in the right place. We'll get you on the right track.
Yes.
That's where you need to be.
And any questions, give us a holler at info@everydayhealthhacker.com or call us at 281-265-6565, because we want to be your resource for all of your medical and dental needs for you and your family. Have a super blessed day, and we'll see you next week.